And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Dominic Ford. We're solving all of your science questions for you this week, Dave.
If you want to get in touch, you can tweet at Naked Scientists right on our Facebook page. That's at thenakedscientist.com/Facebook. Or drop us an email. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
I think because of the neutrino story we've had, with neutrinos going faster than light from CERN, a couple of people have got in touch. Sharon Kopman is on our Facebook page. NakedScientist.com/Facebook will get you there. She says, "Neutrino, who's there? Knock, knock. Is this joke correct or was Einstein wrong or right?" Tristan Rosier Tucker says, "What is a CERN physicist's favourite cocktail?" Do you know, Dominic?
CERN physicist's favourite cocktail? Not Dave? Sure at all.
I don't know, possibly something quite alcoholic.
Pina Collider, allegedly. What is a nuclear physicist's favourite dinner? Either of you?
Don't want to think.
Dear, you really are a boring lot. Fish and chips, I'm told, according to this. Thank you, Tristan, for that eye-watering humour. If you can do better, do let us know. Roy is with us. Hello, Roy.
Yes, hi.
Far away.
I'm in the process of buying a company that produces, that supplies three products for power saving. One is a geyser blanket, one is a geyser timer switch, and one is a thing they call a power saver, which is a kind of capacitor thing, which I understand from my research on the net doesn't work, but there are lots of people around the world selling these things, which people say are a scam.
Okay, so just to clarify, you put these things into your electrical supply, and in your case you're saying that you're making geysers or hot, you know, in other words, hot water immersion heater sort of things, and they're supposed to cut down the amount of energy you're consuming in the home. Dave, what do you think?
There's a couple of ways of doing this. One of them is called power factor correction. This is if you've got very large motors, or sometimes very, very large electronic loads, you can draw current not at the same time as the voltage. So if you imagine alternating currents, electricity, the current voltage is going up and down and up and down. And not, if you attach it to a light bulb, then it will draw current at the same time as the voltage. And that's fine. And that's actually what the power company wants you to do. But sometimes if you have these strange loads, they can actually draw lots and lots of current when the voltage is very small and draw very little when the voltage is very high. That means that because your meter measures the total amount of current which is flowed times the time, and therefore you apparently are using far more energy than you actually are, so you get charged more than you should be, so it can reduce what you're being charged. It also drives the power companies up the wall because it causes havoc with all their systems.
Well, moreover, it means that they're doing less for their shareholders than they were before.
But yeah, I mean, despite the fact that this way you get more power, then that they're happier. But that's only a really big issue if you have got lots of big three-phase motors, big motors, and that can, or possibly very large amounts of electronics. But I doubt that's a big issue with houses.
So Roy's immersion heaters are probably not going to benefit from having one of these things.
Certainly not from that. The other way that some of them can work is by essentially just reducing the voltage. So it's basically like putting a variable transformer into your system. So whatever the voltage is coming in, it will always put out 220 volts. That means that your geysers will actually be less powerful, so you'll use less power, but that means you also get less heat.
But you're just going to use it for longer, aren't you?
But there are some kinds of lighting, especially fluorescent lighting, are more efficient that way, and things like some transformers are more efficient that way. So it will produce a big reduction in the amount of power you use, but you might get less out of it as well.
Okay, a good answer. Thank you very much, Dave, and I hope that answers your question, Roy.